Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session. I know you. I don't care if you're ever tired of hearing that. I'm not. And I've got the mic. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Trying to challenge you a little bit. Look at, if you have an Android or an Apple phone, iPhone, whatever. I guess there's no Apple phone, the iPhone. Head up to the website or head over to your store, Apple Store, Android Store. Pull down the application, the app that we have. Because on the app, you can call the show just by hitting a button. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, listen up. You know, get involved in the conversation. The Facebook, Twitter, all these social justice outlets, they are squelching, pushing down, squeezing everybody in this business from a conservative viewpoint. And it's getting harder and harder to get the message out. Now, I focus more on stations now because of that. So, if we're not on a local station, if you have to drive down the road listening on your smartphone, and that's great. At least you can get the show. I got that. But call your local station. Say, hey, what's wrong with you people? Why don't you have this show on your station? If you don't get the answer you're looking for, call me, let me know, and I will let them know how I feel about it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, if you head up to the website, if you want to get a text alert that the show's starting or what's coming up, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right, here we go. You know, you guys in the chat room, you're talking about the governor from Virginia, who's talking about confiscating guns. I want to, you know, those are one of those things, and I know it sounds kind of crass. I'm going to sit back and watch. I'm going to grab me a Pepsi and some popcorn and see how these lunatics, you know, but can I ask you guys a question? All right, just between you and me. I want an answer, especially in the chat room. Listen. All right? Why are you making such a big deal on this? I want you to think about something. The people in Virginia voted those lunatics in. Why do you care? If they want their guns confiscated, if they want to live in a communist state, if they want to live with that much regulation, they voted them in. They deserve it. Right? I mean, just my feeling. It's just like these people complain about de Blasio. Or did you run somebody against him? Did you work hard to run against him? Did you get your people out? And if you voted for him, shut up. You can't complain. You knew what he was like. You already had him once. And it's the same thing in San Francisco. You lunatics now that are, oh, my God, I can't believe what's going on in San Francisco. You a Democrat? Yeah. You vote Democrat? Yeah, okay. Congratulations. You got what you paid for. And I do mean what you paid for. Don't tell me those people. Look, if you go into government service to become millionaires, right, or you don't go into become millionaires, this joke was going to come out all wrong. I didn't even think that through. Anyway, you don't go in to become millionaires, right? You go in to serve. And there's a lot of people who go into government and they come out millionaires. I don't know how they do that. I must have missed that class. So you really, I mean, think about what these people do. San Francisco, that was Newsom's baby. Now you got the San Francisco has two bodies, two government bodies, which is San Francisco City and San Francisco County. And they're okay with everything that's going there. Because you know why I say they're okay, and I know they're okay, is because they're not doing anything to change it. It's just crazy. And, you know, we have to do it, and it's something about the gun. Now, I've been through all this before with you guys. I have given you guys the numbers. I've given you guys the percentages and why it doesn't work. But this one portion, the way I talk about this, makes these people nuts. All right? And I'm going to keep doing it because I know it makes them nuts. So the ATF says that there's over 400 million, now, keyword here, 400 million legal, right, legally owned guns in America. Now, you'd have to be really ignorant person to believe that there aren't, you know, law-abiding citizens, if you would, that have guns that aren't registered. They got it from family or wherever. Now, the figure shows that in 2018, 8.1 billion rounds of ammunition were produced by the gun industry. 8.1 billion, right? Now, the figures also reveal that the most popular firearm in the country is the much maligned sporting rifle, often misidentified as an assault rifle. That's the AR-15. That's one of the most popular models out there that you can buy. Now, the findings highlight that there's now 17.7 million of them in private hands, a record high, and more than half, 54% of the rifles produced, well, in 2017, were modern sporting rifles. The ATF figures, they also reveal that firearms ammunition manufacturing accounted for nearly 12,000 jobs in the U.S. They created over $4.1 billion in goods that shipped in 2017. You know, we've done these. I've broken down these numbers for you before. I mean, if let's say you take the 350 million as the number of real people living in America. I'm sure there's more than that. Living in America. And when you look at that and you say, okay, let's just take, you can take 75. I mean, I've recently heard 90. But let's just stay with 75 because I'm comfortable with that number. 75 million kids. That means kids who can't legally own guns, right? So you right away you bring the number down to below 300 million, right? 275 million. For all intents, and you know that there's a lot of people that don't like guns, don't believe in guns, won't own a gun. So if you've got over 400 million registered guns, and I know people who have 10, 12, 15 registered guns, but if you just take it at the simple raw numbers, that means every American has two guns. That's got to scare the other side tremendously. And you know what I mean by the other side. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We can go to the phone shortly after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Let's not be part of the problem. Let's not. It just makes me nuts sometimes when some of you have a clue, think you have a clue or what have you, and you're just speaking a talking point, whether it's a Democrat or Republican. Whether a conservative or liberal, don't speak the talking point. Everybody else is doing it. It's too easy to do. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Nancy from California, thank you for calling.
Joe, I don't even know where to start. First off, when, it's really smug for people who are in quote-unquote free state areas to say, oh, well, they deserve who they voted for.
Uh-huh.
They don't understand that a lot of us busted our butts fighting that and trying to educate the people to not do that. I read these comments. You know, I always read the comments on the articles, like on Breitbart or whatever, because a lot of times the articles are actually more informative and educational and more humorous than the actual article. And there are so many times when people will say, well, you know, California needs to fall in the ocean. You know, those people are all fruits and nuts, and they voted for them, and yada, yada. But they don't understand that there's, what, 4,483,810 Trump voters in California, which is actually more than the population of 25 of the 50 states per the 2010 census. I mean, we've got 10 million people just in L.A. County. So that may not seem like a lot, and yeah, Hillary won California, but there were a lot of us out there still trying to bust our butt. And yeah, you know what? It is important what happens, even though I'm in California for now. It's important to me what happens in Virginia. It's important to me what happens in New York State. It's important for me, you know, to me for what happens in Illinois or Washington or Oregon, because these states are all in competition with each other to see who can be the craziest and who can ban what first. I mean, they're all the just say no states, and I don't mean that in a positive way. You know,
well, listen, let me give you something different. Let me give you something different to think about, okay? Because here's the deal. You and I both, you know me, and we have fought for people to you know, you get them the information, you tell them, you know, the good guys and the guys that will fight for them. And what do? They still vote the wrong way, okay? You have Democrats in this state of California, for instance. I know, like you said, you're here for now. So we have Democrats in the state of California. They're screaming and yelling about what's going on in San Francisco. They're screaming about gas prices. They're screaming about Newsom stealing $5 billion from them. And what do? They vote Democrat again. So my personal point of view is they get who they deserve. And to your point about the Trump voters, or we'll just say, I'm going to say the sane voters, what are they doing to get others to understand what's happening? Because I got to tell you what, it doesn't seem to work. It doesn't seem to help. People like voting for others to keep them down. Maybe Virginia could be an example of what happens. Maybe if there's riots and all kinds of other stuff going on there, when they come and get the guns of the Democrats, or they come to try and take the guns of Democrats, it'll send a ripple across this country going, whoa, wait a minute. They're not on our side. They're not for us.
Yeah, and you know, the problem is that people, in my opinion, shows like American Idol set the whole stage for people just voting on personality and who they quote-unquote like. I mean, I had a cousin back home that told me, but I like, you know, this is when Obama was running, but I like Michelle and the kids. And I went, damn, this is not American Idol. You know, and she did not respond to my letter.
She couldn't vote by phone. I mean, did that upset her too? That you couldn't vote for president by, you know, that's what they do on American Idol. They vote by phone or something, or what have you. Yeah, no, you're right.
Well, don't give them any more ideas, okay?
There's no depth of knowledge. I mean, look at the the ideology among non-rational thinking Democrats, if you would, but the ideologies between the two groups, you know, Democrats really believe it's a religion for them. They really believe that their people, no matter what's going on around them, they are the only good legislators. They are the only people that should be in the office. They're the only people that should be telling us what to do. San Francisco's got some major issues, and what are they debating right now? They're debating on whether to ban the paper cup. So my suggestion is, all you homeless folks listening to the show, start crapping and start peeing in those cups, and they won't ban them. You'll be able to have them around, right? Because they won't take anything away from you guys. Don't get me started,
Nancy.
You
know what? And I heard that earlier. And, yeah, you know what? That's how crazy it has gotten. But there's got to be a point somewhere where you think people would wise up, but it's...
No, you're such an optimist,
very,
you know?
Frustrating. Well, it's very, very frustrating because, yeah, I understand that people just keep going. My mother, God bless her, you know, I was raised in a JFK Democrat household, but
okay.
My dad working construction union man. Okay. But this was a whole different Democrat party at that time as well. And
no
my
question.
Mother, God bless her soul, you know, when I finally explained to her, you know, what the Democrat Party was doing, she went, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to vote for another Democrat in my life. She goes, I'm not going to change my party affiliation. I'm not going
right.
to, but I'm never going to vote for another Democrat because it's still really hard for them to say no to the Democrats because it used to be the Democrats were the hardworking people and the Republicans were all white rich
yes,
guys.
Yes, right, white rich
I
guys.
I even
is...
still have that in my mind sometimes, you know? So
yep.
It's just one of those things is that just education, 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 and that's where we have to step up as individuals and talk to our friends, our families, our neighbors, and let them understand.
But,
plus the
okay.
fact that
but how long,
people tell
right.
me that'll never happen in America. That's the problem.
But I'm one of those guys who believes that, look at you, again, I know plenty of people for the last 10 years that have been pounding their way, pounding, you know, the pavement, telling people about the Constitution, what the laws are, what the rules are, what people need to do, how we can take back California, and they don't do it. They really don't do it. They think they put the effort in, but they don't really put the effort in. I'm one of those guys that says, when the ship goes down, you can point and say, I kept pointing to that hole. I kept showing you guys where the hole was. Now, do you want to do it the right way, or do you want to go to another state and make it happen again? Listen, we got to go.
You know what?
Quick.
If they were going to, if only the people that deserved it got it, I wouldn't care. I'd say, let them rot in hell.
Well.
Bye.
Ooh,
you know what? I have
all
to
right.
go with where they go.
Got to go. Joe Massey,
okay.
your host. This is Real Side. Nancy, thanks for the call. Appreciate the time. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Iran has already declared war on us. We'll talk about that on the other side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel. Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to state TV in Iran, the Revolutionary Guard fired missiles at airbases housing U.S. troops in Iraq in revenge of the U.S. drone strike that killed the Guard's top general. The Pentagon says more than a dozen ballistic missiles were fired at the bases in Iraq. So far, no casualties have been reported. The president has promised a response to any Iranian retaliation. He insists the killing of Qasem Soleimani saved a lot of lives.
He was a monster, and he's no longer a monster. He's dead.
The president said the Quds leader was planning a very big and very bad attack, but his administration hasn't revealed how that conclusion was made. Asked if he was to follow through with his threat to attack Iranian cultural sites, the president seemed to acknowledge it would be a war crime.
And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, the news over the next few days, you know, it's going to be just inundated. Just flowing with Iranian stories. And listen, you know, somebody said it earlier, and it's so true. It's not the Iranian people. And what you saw on TV, and you, I'm sure there are people that support the regime, but there's a whole bunch of them that don't. When a general was killed, you saw people partying in the streets in some areas. But it's no different in North Korea. I mean, you cannot have a regime that just, you know, it's funny how we've forgotten about the protests that recently took place. I'll get back to the guns in a minute. Don't worry. We just had, you know, tens of thousands of people that were murdered by death squads in Iran for them protesting the government. All of a sudden, that's disappeared. It's gone. You know, it is always, just always amazing to me. And the collective we fall for it on a regular basis. We allow them to feed us this garbage. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, we're doing that story about the guns and the ammunition and. And I've been saying this for years, and some people, you know, some of you guys ripped me apart over this. And you'll notice I'm still doing it. Not that I don't care what you have to say, but come on, let's just be honest about it. Everybody's got their opinion. But when you read these numbers, when you actually look at the numbers, and you think that at the simplest level, if every American had two or three guns, how are you going to take those away from them? I mean, even this, you know, the Democrats in the central part of this country, in what you guys refer to as the flyover states, or what's referred to as the flyover states, they're not going to give up their guns. They use them for a lot of reasons. They don't use them to go into town and blow the place up or shoot as many people as they can. And when you think about, what was it, 8.1 million rounds of ammunition were produced by the gun industry in 2018? See, remember, the left always says the more guns there are, the more violence there is. So explain to me If there's 400 million legally owned guns, I would, and I've said it on the show before, now I've been outdone by 100 and some odd million, I'll say there's probably more like 500 or 550 million guns in the hands of Americans in this country. With that many guns floating around, if you use the logic of the left, we should have a couple hundred people killed every single day in mass shootings. Right? Easy. But we don't. Look at what the FBI classifies as a mass shooting. If two guys go in to rob a liquor store, and the liquor store owner has a gun, and he fights back and shoots it, that's a mass shooting. By their own rules. The figures also reveal that the most popular firearm in the country is that AR-15. And you think about that. They've turned that into what they believe to mean is an assault rifle. It's not what it means at all. Do your own homework. I'm not doing it all for you. I'm not spoon-feeding you people everything. So, the figures show that the industry, that America has a strong desire to continue to purchase firearms. You're not getting this mass pushback. You're not getting this minor, slight edge of people who want to have guns. There's a large number of people that want to have guns that understand and know. Right? I mean, Eric Holder came out. I don't know if you remember the piece I did way back when he first became Attorney General and he was giving speeches. One of the speeches he said is, we have to make guns, the ownership of, the use of guns, as distasteful as we've made cigarettes. It will take a while, but we can make it happen. The slow, continual drip. It's really that simple for them. They continued... Popularity of handguns demonstrates a strong interest by Americans to protect themselves and their homes. Right? It's not just recreational shooting. There are plenty of people who own guns that they don't go recreational shooting. They don't go hunting. They have them in their house to protect themselves. And even recently, at the church shooting, when you had parishioners that were able to protect people, what did the Dems say? It really didn't matter. We shouldn't have any guns. That was their logic. Their whole logic. But think about what they've done over the last decade. Plus, the Oblamos made it okay to blame America for everything. And that happened with Obama's first apology tour, right? And everything is our fault. Everything. And then that wasn't good enough. Being America's fault. Being the fault of the United States and our colonialism wasn't enough. Then we had to whittle it down to white folks. And in particular, white supremacy of the white males. They've got to have something to be offended by. They've got to have something to be going after. The modern sporting rifle continues to be the most popular center-fire rifle sold in America today. And it's a commonly owned firearm. There are over 17 million of them in legal private ownership. And for some of you that I always say this to, you know, don't register your guns. They know who have them. For the most part, they know who have guns. Don't think they're watching and monitoring and understanding who's got what kind of ammunition coming in and going out. The continued popularity of handguns demonstrates a strong interest by Americans to protect themselves. It's really, really simple. They want to look. You want to protect yourself, your home, your property. I want to make sure my kids are safe, my grandkids are safe. So you're going to have a heck of a time. Even in Virginia, they're going to have a heck of a time getting those guns away from people. And I am sure we do have people that have some brain cells that can rub together. They're going to go take that to the Supreme Court. But you know, I know some of you don't agree with me. Let them sink. I don't know what it's going to take for the Democrats. It's just like the Jewish community. I've had this discussion with plenty of my Jewish friends. I'm going to have Larry Greenfield back on to talk about this. And the Jews keep voting for Democrats, and the Democrats could care less about them. How do you stop that? The Democrats could care less about protecting the Jewish community, but they keep voting for them. How do you stop that? You look at what's taking place recently. What does Trump have, a 36 or 37% approval rating in the black community? Unheard of. Never has happened with a Republican president. But I thought everybody hated him. The report on the lower gun violence took place over a 25-year period covered from 1993 to 2017 in this particular report. The violent crimes rate decreased by 48%. I thought gun violence was going out of control in this country. Now, they keep telling me that. I've got to find out who they are and see where they're getting their information. It's just amazing to me. Unintentional firearm-related fatalities have declined by, you ready for this? 68%. Now, I don't know if that means that we're selling guns to less stupid people or people getting more informed. The one reason why popularity of sporting rifle continues to grow may be because it's routinely criticized and targeted for stricter gun control. You know, that's kind of a telltale sign for me, too. Whatever the left hates, I like. That's where it's gotten to. I mean, it's wrong. It's the wrong way to think, but that's where I've gotten to. Justin Anderson of High End Guns, one of the biggest firearm retailers in the country, said the sales have definitely been brisk, right? Especially of small concealable handguns. He said they also saw a spike in sales of tactical rifles like the AR-15 and AK-47s, for which he says he can confidently thank Beto O'Rourke. I mean, we think we have a new job for him. Anybody seen him? Is he okay? Does he still get his medication for free, or what's the deal? During a failed presidential run, Beto said on multiple occasions he would ban AR-15s, he would go door-to-door to confiscate the weapons from Americans. And now one of those yo-hos running for president in 2020 said that he was nuts. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Well, it's not like there's an Irish mambo that I know of. Send me one if you know of it. Send me a link to it anyway. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, she was such a nice lady. What was her name? Rosemary Clooney. Does that name sound familiar? Yeah, she's that bonehead's aunt. I think she's his aunt, yeah. That's too bad. You know, every family has a black sheep. What can I tell you? Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right, so, you know, Nancy Pelosi, America can't afford another war. And, you know, what's his name, Schumer? You know, President Trump bungled this one. You know, we are at war with Iran, but not because we're at war with Iran. They've been at war with us. Look at all the violent acts that they've committed that we haven't moved on, that we haven't done. Well, we've thrown money at them in the past. They're not getting that this time, obviously. But think about it. And they put out another threat tonight, right? They said this was the first step in their revenge towards us. The first step. You know what I mean? That means? That means there's more. There's no first step if there's not going to be a second, third, and fourth. They would have said something like, you know, this was our revenge for what you did to our general. You need to pay attention to what they're saying. And, you know, you need to understand that they cannot beat us in a face-to-face war with our men, and women. I mean, Trump is right. We have the strongest standing army. You know, somebody said something I thought was hilarious, and I hadn't really thought about it. But you know, hey, you know, Joe, China has the largest standing army in the world. That's great. How are you going to move them around? They don't have the equipment to move them. They can protect their own borders. They got a massive, you know, a wall 2 miles deep of men that you have to go through. But seriously, how are you going to move them around? Russia. Do you guys know that Russia has one aircraft carrier? One. And no joke, it is mostly tugged around, mostly pushed around. China can't get the planes off their aircraft carriers. So you can make fun of our stuff and we can, you know, talk about how... there's a difference... I know, here we go with the American exceptionalism. Some of you can't handle that. Just change the station. All right? But there's a difference between the American spirit, even today, the American will, the American spirit for freedom, and for wanting others to taste that freedom. That's the other thing, too. We don't push democracy on other countries because we want to take over them. Think about it. When these other groups move in, China would have you, and they're pushing communism and socialism, it's because they want to take it over. Right? They want to be the people you have to rely on and depend on. In a true democracy, if you would, you don't take over. The people run the country. That's why we push that. We push that freedom. We push that liberty. So I think it's really interesting when they talk about, I know some of you are a conspiracy theorist that there's something underlying and we're stealing their oil or gold or silver or whatever. I'm just not in the mood for that kind of stuff. I believe that most of our military out there fighting, they're fighting for the good of others. They're fighting so others can be free. I believe that. Right? I mean, unless you're extremely selfish, when you have enough money to pay your bills or you can take care of yourself from food, electricity, all that, don't you love for others? You want to help others out? You want them to be able to enjoy the freedom that you have? I don't see how you don't. And then the other thing I start going down the road, is where's the news about the protests, the Iranian protests? Remember, they were protesting. And they were dying. Tens of thousands of them were dying. There were death squads out there. It's not a joke. You didn't see it in mainstream media. You had to find it online. See, that's the other thing that Twitter and Facebook and those people are doing. At least at one point, you could get information from Twitter. You could get information from these other groups, from these other online platforms. So if MSNBC wasn't showing it to you, so what? You could find it on... on Twitter or not Twitter. What's the other one? YouTube, right? And even that's gone now. Because they decide what you can see and what you can't see, how you're going to see it, where you're going to see it, when you're going to see it, that kind of thing. And that's it. That's just crazy. I don't know how we get it back. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know how we get it back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, a lot of these stories that you hear me do on the show, we put up on the website later on. At some point in time, they'll make it up there. So if you want to read the full story, you want to go through it, you want more information, and you should always get more information on it. I'm giving you abbreviated versions. I'm moving through them pretty quick. Now, to show you how serious the Iranians are, now, some of you aren't going to agree with me, but there are a lot of smart people come out of Iran. You know, I mean, a lot of good people come to this country because they want another shot at life. They want a real shot at life, really. But an Iranian general has accused Israel of causing climate change, I don't even get this, by stealing water out of the clouds. I'm not joking. This is not from The Onion. This is in Newsweek, okay? Brigadier General Golan Riza Jalali, head of Iranian Civil Defense Organization, he revealed the charges during an agricultural conference in the capital city of Tehran. He claimed the Iranian scientists, or scientific centers, they have proven that Israel and an unnamed neighbor country were secretly cooperating to extract the moisture from the clouds that over the Mediterranean that pass into Iran. And therefore, they're robbing the country of the precious rain and snow that they need. These guys have bombs. Joint teams from Israel, one of the neighboring countries, make the clouds entering into Iran barren. And moreover, we're faced with the causes, the cases of cloud theft and now snow theft. According to a translation reported by Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency, they translated these. This was for another Iranian student news source. The official further cited a recent four-year study showing that all highlands exceeding roughly 7,200 feet, extending from Afghanistan to the Mediterranean, have received snowfall, except for Iran. Hey, General, maybe that's that Allah guy keeping you from getting water. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like what you're doing, or she, or whatever. Jalali's claims were quickly contradicted, though, however. The Director General of the Weather Forecast and what's it called, the Early Warning Office at the official Iran Meteorological Organization, Ahad Vasifi, he said that he was confused as to the source material that the general was referencing. Well, the source material was definitely too much vodka, I'm sure. I love this. I love this stuff, though. I think it's hilarious. You know, and again, these people, they get the bomb. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732. Come on, people. You got to light up a bit. You got to have some fun, right? Now, here's the one that hit the news, and it went flying by people a million miles an hour, but I would love to see what happens here. Iran is now threatening to expose the Western diplomats who took bribes to create the Iran deal to begin with. Go for it. Please open your mouth. Say something. I hope the first name, I believe the first name on your list is going to be John Kerry. Let's not forget Oblamo and Hillary and the rest of them, right? What's his name? Iran has threatened to expose Western diplomats. The H.G. Ansari Zarif senior advisor said, if Europeans stop trading with Iran and don't put pressure on the U.S., then we will reveal which Western politicians, how much money they took, how much money they received during the nuclear negotiations to make the Iran deal happen. No. Just do it. Put it out there. Iran's foreign minister threatens to expose Western diplomats. There's a whole story on Red State about this. Now, anyone else begin to understand why this, you know, I mean, think about why there's so much nervousness around this. These people have been getting away with this for so long. They've been getting away with this dirty politics. They've been getting away with this for so long, they never thought they would get caught. This money train is coming to an end, and it's scaring the crud out of them. See, again, Trump's millions, billions, gabillions, whatever he's got, don't really care. Unlike the Hillary Foundation or the Clinton Foundation, it's not predicated on donations coming in on a regular basis from countries that shouldn't be giving you money to begin with. It's money that he had to make through several businesses, yes, and lost through several businesses. Unlike them, they have to get the donations. The only way to get the donations is if they're in office. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot of crazy, trending Twitter stories coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. If you got to go, you can always grab the show later via podcast. We'll be back in a minute.